This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. We got to get up. Got to get a getting. Folks are standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer to get down there. And this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, and youth formerly in New Orleans, Louisiana, now in Walker after the storm. We relocated here. And it's good to be with you folks. And I've asked you many times, help me with the broadcast if you can. I understand if you can't. But I would like to hear from you. Tell me what station you're hearing me over so we know folks are listening. And before we get started in our message this morning, tonight, we're going to be looking at baptism with the Holy Spirit under the general theme, demon possession. But I want to bring you one more of our old choir songs. If you want to listen, these are gracious songs and by our late choir. So if you would, stay tuned. I'll tell you how you can receive.
My Savior.
Amen. Amen. Isn't that a gracious song? Blessed Redeemer. My friend, can you look up and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like me? I can. That's what I do. Lay on my bed at night. Thank you, Lord. Sit on the back porch late in the evening, the sun going down. Thank you, Lord. Save an old sinner like the old trailblazer. And then, all hours of the night, I bring many of you who tell me you're not saved. I bring you there to the throne of God's grace and leave you there as an object of mercy. Did you know you were just an object of mercy? You are. You are. You have nothing, my friend. You have nothing. You just like that old boy, the old prodigal son. I think about him a lot. Over there in that hog pen, Bible says he came to himself. That's Holy Spirit conviction. Did you know that? That's what the Lord does when he opens your heart. You come to yourself, see yourself in that hog. He looked around, and you know, he said, here I am in this hog pen. I bet he could smell them hogs. And he said, I'm going to get up and go home. I will arise and go to my Father. That's what every sinner does in coming to Christ. He makes a definite commitment to come to Christ. That's not salvation, but that comes in salvation. He got up and headed home. I don't know if he was 20 miles or 200 miles away from home. I don't know, and you don't either. I have no way of knowing. But he started home. And you know what? He never stopped by the creek and got a bath. He didn't. He didn't stop by the creek and get a bath. He's headed home. He's going to see his Father. That's what every sinner does. We don't have time to pick daisies along the highway, do we, when we're coming to know the Lord? We don't have time for foolishness. We don't have time for all that outside activity. No, we're on the way to Christ. And when he got home, his Father was, I believe, I know I'm conjecture up to many things, but I believe every day that he was gone, his old daddy stood on the front porch late in the evening, gazed out the way he had gone, over the hills and down the valley. And this particular evening he was there, gazing over there, the sun was going down. And he saw his old boy coming. And the scripture says he ran. It's the only time in God's word you will find where the Lord got in a hurry. He ran to meet his son, who was dead and is now alive. Oh, what a reunion, hugging and kissing and loving. And he told his servant, get the robe, get the best robe, and put it on him. One thing, he wanted to cover up that hog smell. You know that? He did. He wanted to cover up that smell, that hog. And every sinner who ever comes to Christ, the Lord washes away the smell of the world, the smell of the hogs, the smell of sin, the smell of that harlotry, and all of those things, my friend. You say, well, I'm too sinful to be saved. Are you? Let me tell you why you're not. That bunch of devils brought that poor woman there into the temple where the Lord was at. They brought her in there and they said, this woman was taken in adultery, even in the very act. Now, my friend, someone has said that was a dozen or 100 Baptist preachers that brought that woman in there. But they wanted to tempt the Lord, see what he would do with her. And he told them, which one of you has never had sin in your life? Just go ahead and cast a stone. Pick up the stone and cast her. And he knelt down or looked down. And when he looked up, they was all gone. It's all gone. The Spirit convicted their own heart. And he asked this woman, he said, where are thine accusers? Doth no man accuse thee? She said, no man, Lord. No man. No man. Did you know, my friend, sinner, awakened sinner, you want to know the Lord? No man accuses you. No, no. You know what the Lord told that woman? Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. My friend, oh, what rejoicing. She's rejoicing today in heaven with her blessed Lord. I'll meet her one day. I want to meet her. I want to meet her, and I want to meet old Rahab. Rahab, my friend, she was a harlot. But the Lord saved her. And he did. He saved her. And others, Mary Magdalene, out of whom the Lord cast 7 devils. You don't have 7, do you? You may have 1 or 2. But ask the Lord. Ask the Lord to cast them out. But we get back to our study. We've been looking at the manifestation of demon spirits under the general theme, demon possession. And at this time, we want to look at baptism with the Holy Spirit. We don't have but 2 or 3 minutes. Get started in it. We'll pick it up next time. We're looking at Satan he has two methods, two main trump cards by which he lures men to hell. Did you know Satan will be in hell? Won't be no laughing in hell. Won't be no rejoicing in hell. No, one of his methods is intimidation. He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour or to intimidate. By this method, he holds that individual subjected to his psychology of the crowd, even though the individual knows he's wrong, and allures him on to the pit of hell. Yes, he holds him by intimidation. Now, we're going to pick it up there in our next study, if you will. But let me just say, the old trailblazer, been with you a long time. I'm bringing you, thus saith the Lord, and I'm not bringing you any foolishness. Oh, my friend, we don't need any of that high-youping stuff, do we? No, sir. No, sir. God is still on the throne. Did you know folks have gotten away from the majesty of God? We think of God now as Jesus. Oh, my friend, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm going to bring you that study later on about how the charismatic movements got started over there in California. One of the outstanding things was they never called the Lord, Lord. They called him Jesus. That's back many years ago. And that's predominant in our charismatic movement today. Everything is sweet Jesus. I have people call me, wanting to sell me t-shirts for our church. Sweet Jesus on the front. I go in a grocery store. The little clerk says, have a sweet Jesus day, mister. No, it makes you want to throw up, don't it? But this is what we're living in, those perilous times. But we're going to clarify some of those things about how demon spirits operate. And we brought you these studies now. And then we're going to look at demon possession, demon healing, divine healing, so-called. So-called. You say, Trailblazer, you don't believe the Lord can heal? Yes, sir, I sure do. The scripture says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, we pray for folks all over the country. Many of them are healed, many of them are not. That's all in the Lord's hands. And then they base it on this. If you don't get healed, you didn't have no faith. Well, my friend, you don't have any faith anyhow. No, sir. But that's all of Satan. Satan has a word for everything you throw at him. He has a word to counteract it, my friend. But you know what? God is still on the throne. The old trailblazer just dumb enough to believe God's word. He says he's on the throne. And then he says he'll have mercy on whom he'll have mercy, and on others he'll harden. But my friend, the old trailblazer, the Lord's been gracious to me, giving me this broadcast to bring you these studies. Met many, many friends through the mail, through the email, and over the phone. And many of you folks tell me, go on, Trailblazer. Keep on bringing you the truth. Where I go to church, they don't bring nothing but soft, fair tales, smooth things, they say. And leading our folks down to a devil's hell. Oh, my friend, listen, I asked you to pray for me. Often I ask you to, when you go to church, if you do, you have a prayer meeting there, ask the leader to pray for the old trailblazer. He appreciates it. And then if you would, write me and let me hear from you. Tell me what station you're hearing me over. And then help me with the broadcast, a few dollars if you can. And I appreciate it. Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785.